Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. I'm Joseph Carl, Chief Investment Strategist with Provenance Wealth Advisors. I'm here with my co-host, Shane Phillips. Just a reminder before we get started that today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, a financial planning and wealth management firm located here in sunny South Florida. Today, we're going to revisit a topic that we have discussed several times in the past, but we have some updates as well as some ramifications here recently, and that is U.S.-China relations.
The U.S. and China have been at odds in recent years, which started with the trade wars back in 2016, but we have some interesting dynamics for their respective stock markets here recently, which is that the U.S. stock market, as measured by the S&P 500, recently passed the all-time highs reached in 2021, while Chinese stocks have been beaten up significantly.
Yes, and to be more precise here on China's stock market, the decline started in February of 2021 when they hit their most recent peak. China's stock market is a little different than the U.S. Some indexes have different types of shares, for example, A, B, and H shares, which make it a little difficult to compare for U.S. investors and for more difficult for them to invest in.
The largest Chinese stock index is the Shanghai Index, which is based on all companies trading on the Shanghai Stock Exchange. In comparison, at the highs of 2021, the total market cap of the Shanghai Stock Exchange was around $7 trillion, whereas the New York Stock Exchange in the U.S. was around $28.5 trillion, which gives you a little perspective on the size.
But as mentioned earlier, China stocks have been beaten up here as of late. To get a gauge on this, let's look at the MSCI China Index, which takes a broader view of the Chinese stock market, capturing large and mid-cap stocks, as well as A, B, and H shares. In total, it comprises around 766 companies and represents about 85% of the China equity universe. So it's a good gauge of overall performance.
And since their highs reached in 2021, the MSCI China Index is down almost 60% as of this recording. The index was down 21% in 2021, down 21% again in 2022, down another 11% in 2023, and through January 22nd of 2024 was down another 11%.
What is driving this performance? Well, there are a couple of factors. First, many expected China's economy to have a very strong recovery last year as the government finally removed restrictions after 3 years of lockdown associated with the pandemic.
And a common theme that drives economies is pent-up demand, which we saw in the U.S. after the pandemic, but instead of a major rebound, China found itself in a real estate crisis.
There have been a number of factors that led to the real estate crisis. One is excess building. I think we've all seen the pictures of high rises in China with no one living in them, and some of those were eventually torn down. Then Chinese Premier Xi Jinping in 2020 implemented restrictions within the real estate market to prevent overspeculation. The combination of excess leverage, i.e. too much borrowing, coupled with 3 years of restrictions, eventually led to real estate prices rolling over.
And this is where you start to see some of the dominoes start to fall. To give you some data points, in the past, any private property was deemed illegal in China. But fast forward to current times, private ownership of homes accounts for about 25% of China's economy and accounts for around 70% of household wealth. In short, many in China put their life savings into housing, and the prices have crumbled.
In response to the downturn, Xi Jinping has focused his economy on revitalizing its manufacturing sector by exporting electric vehicles, batteries, and renewable energy. But given how markets have responded as of late, investors do not feel that fully suffices.
But markets have not responded well and have prompted Chinese officials to respond with new rounds of economic stimulus. They've cut interest rates and announced measures to ease lending and help with the stock market. But it's interesting to find that China's economy is really struggling, while the U.S. economy continues to prove more resilient than many expected.
Agreed, Shane. This is something that we need to continue to watch throughout the year, but at the moment, it appears the U.S. is winning this battle that we've all been worried about here in recent years. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@provwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. Selected diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors or PWA Securities do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.